This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The weather was lovely in Fort Myers, and it seems as though the Red Sox and the Twins were taking their time today. A long Grapefruit League game. Twins prevail 9-8. They will play the Baltimore Orioles in Sarasota tomorrow at noon. And Phil Miller covers the club for the Star Tribune and joins us on the line. Phil, always good to work with you. Phil?
Yep, there I am.
Oh, good. Hey, always good to chat and talk baseball. I thought that game would never end, considering I was out running a couple errands and picking up lunch, and it's like it's 1 o'clock Central Time, and they're in the fifth inning. This one's going to go quick. I better get to the studio and get ready to go. Lo and behold, we had 3 hours plus today in the Florida sun.
Yeah, it's always fun when all the runs are scored at the end by the guys that don't have names on their jerseys.
Right.
All the regulars are out, and the game is decided. And we go downstairs and go, show of hands, who here had the winning hit? Because I don't have any idea. It's the curse of some of the spring training games.
Yeah, one of the things you've spent a lot of time is documenting injuries and injury updates, and that's really kind of when you go into spring training, a lot of these jobs are decided. There are some open jobs, or there are veteran guys trying to make the club. We'll get into that in more detail in a moment, but in reality, it is just, you know, can everybody get through all of this and get to opening day healthy?
Yeah, and the Twins are actually having a great camp. I mean, there are half a dozen injuries going on, but they're all fringe pitchers, mostly guys that are trying to make the back end of the bullpen, that are hoping to win a job. They really haven't lost an everyday player. They haven't lost any of their top pitchers. The top three starters look great. Griffin Jacks was terrific yesterday. Yonderan was terrific today. So while there are some small injury reports, I'd say, I know I'm going to regret saying this, but it has been a remarkably healthy camp for the Twins for a change.
Yeah, and it seems as though it's been going on for a while, and I know we're not quite there yet. When the veterans are all right, let's go. Let's move on. They're still getting into the swing of things with spring training, but I suppose maybe we're a week out from people starting to get really bored with it, and let's start the season.
Well, that depends on your point of view. I've been here a month.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's right.
But you're right. Opening day is 3 weeks from today is the second game of the season, so we're still 3 weeks out. And I noted that Carlos Correa and Willie Castro each took four at bats today instead of three, and Byron Buxton was on deck when the inning ended. He would have gotten a fourth at bat, and that's kind of a sign that they're starting to get a lot closer. That when guys all the starters stayed in six innings today, that'll be seven a week from now, and then the final week guys will play more or less the whole game, and it's they're starting to ramp it up a little bit, there are still, what did I count, 20 games left, something like that. So, ways to go.
Yeah, ways to go. Chris Paddock today, 2 2/3, three hits, no runs, couple of strikeouts. Did get hit. Any news on Paddock coming out of that game?
Yeah, they didn't let us talk to him, but the report is that he's got a little bruise on his head, I guess, and that it could have been a lot worse. The glove, he got his glove up in time to deflect it, but it was just a line drive right at his head. Every time I see one of those, I think it's amazing it doesn't happen more often. The pitchers are standing so close, and there are so many line drives during a game. You'd think that it would be a every week kind of thing, but it's still really rare, fortunately. But Paddock, he left the game, but sent word afterwards that that he's fine, that he should be okay. There's no concussion. They did the concussion tests, but he'll have a little lump on his head, I guess.
And, Phil, you would think Chris Paddock right now would be in line to be the four or five guy, and the guy pitching tomorrow against Baltimore in Sarasota, Simeon Woods-Richardson, would be the favorite to be the four or five guy, that they would fill out the starting rotation. Is that about right at this point?
They're sure being treated that way. I think that's some evidence. I mean, that Paddock has been kind of the number one guy that they're paying attention to, that they're trying to make sure he's healthy, that they're kind of easing him along. But he has looked good, and he is he's done everything that they hope. So I think that he seems pretty safe as long as he can duck out of the way when something comes his way. But and Simeon, I think he feels pretty comfortable that he's number five. Although I will say, Zebby Matthews, he left the game two or three days ago in New York, in Tampa against the Yankees, with a little hip injury. But he has looked really sharp this spring. If anybody is going to pull a surprise and make the rotation, or if anybody gets hurt, I would not be surprised to see Zebby Matthews come north with the team. And if not, I suspect he'll be one of the first guys called up when they need somebody. He's still the strike thrower, as he's always been. He has picked up a mile an hour or so in velocity, and he just looks so much more comfortable and confident than he did last year. He didn't have an easy time of it when he got called up last year, but I think it's paying off now because he seems to know what he's doing out there.
Phil Miller joining us from Fort Myers. He covers the Twins for the Star Tribune and joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Earlier in the week, he did a piece, and I thought it was interesting because people enjoy spring training games. You know, you get to see some of the regulars, maybe some of the kids that are climbing the ladder in the minor leagues, and people move on from the games win or lose. By the way, Twins won 9-8 in a long one with the Red Sox today. And the headline of the story caught my attention by design. Spring training games seem meaningless, but not to those trying to make the team. And I thought you did a great piece on these guys that it's super important. These guys are maybe trying to make an impression or hang in there and get a big league job for another year.
Yeah, the difference between guys, the veterans with contracts, with guys that are that are guaranteed a spot or money, they look at spring training as just an elaborate practice. I've always been struck by the notion that, you know, I come here, I get my two at bats, I leave. I remember a starting pitcher about a decade ago, got them in a 6-0 hole, and the Twins rallied, and I mentioned to him, boy, are you surprised that they came back and won? And the pitcher looked at me and said, we won that game? Oh, wow. And I thought, boy, it really doesn't mean much. It's really, you're focused on what you're doing, and that's it. But you know, to the guys that are fighting for a job, to Brooks Lee, to Mickey Gasper, and, you know, Eddie Julian, the games are really important, and because it's their only real chance to show that they belong. And so it's really quite a contrast. I talked to a couple of the relief pitchers, Erasmo Ramirez, and he has gone to camp with a different team in 5 of the last 6 years.
Wow.
Never had a contract, and only made the team once, but every time ended up pitching for that team later in the season. And he was saying, I focus on every pitch because I know, you know, this is it for the manager seeing me. So you tell yourself it doesn't count, it doesn't matter. But there are a lot of guys that really, really care about it. Then you have Carlos Correa, who I think is 1 for 18 or 1 for 20 now, something like that. And you know that he's not worried about getting sent down.
No. He'll be fine. One of the other things that's come out in the past week or so was, you know, the whole Byron Buxton, I want to be a Twin for the rest of my career. And whatever the club in the major leagues, there aren't many. You know, Joe Maurer made it to the Baseball Hall of Fame playing only for the Twins. I think very late in his career, and Dave St. Peter told me this story before the ceremony welcoming Joe back from Cooperstown, was, you know, that Joe did have an opportunity late in his career to go somewhere else, and he wanted no part of it. And it sounds like Byron Buxton really wants to finish in a Twins uniform.
Yeah, I was really struck by that. He talks to Tony Oliva all the time. And he mentioned, you know, Tony played for one team. He still lives in the Twin Cities. He mentioned Kirby. You know, they believed in me. They drafted me. He's since married and had 3 children. And he said, Minneapolis feels like home to me. And why would I want to go anywhere? You know, the Twins gave him a $100 million contract a few years back. It's still got 4 years to run. So, honestly, if Byron stays healthy, that's kind of a bargain. He's earning $15 million. But you don't hear many ball players talk like that, thinking of their legacy. And it was interesting to hear how much he thinks it's a good team and he thinks it's good for him. He said he likes the fans. He said he likes the reporters. I don't know. He was in a really good mood that day. I was really shocked by that. I'm also shocked by the fact that he's now the senior member of the team. He has been a Twin longer than any of his teammates, which is remarkable.
Yeah, and good health to Byron Buxton this year. It'd be good to see him in the lineup a lot this year. He is a fun player to watch. Chris Atterbury made a great point on the radio broadcast today with Paul Molitor, and on a deep fly ball to center field, he made it look easy, and there is joy in watching someone like Carlos Correa, shortstop, that play their position so well defensively, and the Twins have a couple of real good ones in Buxton in center field and Correa at shortstop.
Yeah, I was in the stands for a little while today, and that long fly ball to center field, Duran, I think, hit it for the Red Sox. The crowd goes, ooh, you know, maybe it's going to be out of there. And I was really struck by, Buck just hit the gas and caught it on the run. And it was like, what are we worried about? No problem. And that is so valuable. That is so valuable to pitchers. Having him after the all DH season 2 years ago, having him back in the outfield for 100 games last year was a real plus for the team. We saw it with Correa. We see it with Buxton. You know, Carlos Santana last year playing first base. Those guys make it easy on pitchers, and they're very grateful.
Well, Phil, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the time.
Okay, Steve, good talking to you.
There he is, Phil Miller, joining us from the Grapefruit League. Twins win 9-8. They'll play the Orioles in Sarasota here starting at noon tomorrow. Quick break. We'll come back. We have all the news at 5. So much more here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.